Welcome. In this lesson, you'll learn how to build an Andy C style noise sweep from scratch in Ableton Live 12 that's tightened for sub heavy sound system pressure. We'll keep everything on stock devices, simple routing, and end with a DJ ready WAV you can drop in a set. This is a beginner friendly walkthrough, so follow along step by step and test on headphones and a speaker as you go. What we're building: a 4 to 8 bar noise sweep made entirely in Ableton Live 12 with no samples, two parallel elements, a textured, stereo high sweep and a mono subbed body that supplies low-end weight, a short effect chain to tighten transients, tame resonances, and protect the sub range for club playback, export-ready stems, full sweep, top only, and sub only. Step-by-step walkthrough. Note: in this section I'll be explicit. We are building the Andy C edit, tighten a noise sweep from scratch in Ableton Live 12 for sub-heavy sound system pressure. A. Project setup. Start a new live set and set your tempo to a drum and bass tempo, for example 174 BPM. Create two MIDI tracks and name them Noise Sweep Top and Noise Sweep Subbed. Group them together and name the group Noise Sweep Andy C Edit. B. Make the noise source top on the top track load operator. Set oscillator A to the noise waveform and mute B, C and D. Keep pitch normal. Noise is effectively pitchless, and shorten the amplitude envelope. Attack at or near 0 ms, decay between 600 and 1200 ms, sustain at 0, and release around 150-300 ms. Draw a single long MIDI note across 4 or 8 bars. A low note like C2 works fine as a placeholder. C. Add filtering and sweep automation tight. Controlled sweep, insert auto filter after operator and choose band pass to give the sweep tonal character. Start the cutoff low, around 400 Hz. And plan to sweep up to roughly 10 kHz across the clip. Set Q moderately, around 0.6-1.2. In arrangement, enable automation for auto filter right arrow frequency and draw a smooth rising curve across the length of the clip. For a tighter feel, use a slightly logarithmic shape, faster at the start, easing at the top. Optionally, automate resonance very slightly toward the end, for example, Q 0.8 right arrow 1.2, but keep it subtle. D. Tighten with amplitude shaping and transient control after auto filter. Add EQ 8 and high pass sharply at 100-150 Hz to remove any sub content from the top sweep. If it sounds boxy, apply a mild cut between 200-400 Hz. Next, add drum bus to shape transients. Low drive, around 2-4, and push dynamics just a touch to accentuate attack without squashing. Follow with saturator for warmth using analog clip or soft sine and mild drive, then trim output, so you don't overload later stages. E. Stereo movement and width top only. Add utility to control final level and gently widen the top chain to 130-140% if desired. Use this sparingly. For movement, add a subtle auto pan or a very light ping-pong delay. Keep modulation depth low so you don't introduce phase issues. Send the top chain into the group as the high, textured element. F. Build the sub-bed mono. Controlled low content on the subbed track load operator and set OSCA to a pure sine wave. Choose a sub note that fits the key, C1 or C2 depending on the tune. Draw a sustained MIDI note matching the top's length. Insert a low pass auto filter around 120-200 Hz with resonance low. Use EQ 8 to gently boost the sub fundamental around 40-80 Hz if needed, and cut everything above 120-150 Hz so no mids or highs leak through. Place utility and set width to 0% to force mono for the sub. G. Glue the two parts together. Protect subs from kicking and club rumble. Both tracks should be routed to the noise sweep group. On the group, place a gentle glue stage, multiband dynamics or a Q8, to balance mid-slash-high energy. Add a compressor with sidechain engaged to your kick if there's one in the session. Use a 3:1 ratio, fast attack around 5 ms, release 60-120 ms, and set threshold to taste so the kick breathes through. To remove wasted rumble, add a gentle roll-off below 25-30 Hz on the group. Keep the sub-region strictly mono. H. Tightening tails and space. Make it DJ-friendly if tails leak after the sweep. Add a gate on the top chain to trim them. Use a short reverb on a return, for air only. Decay 0.30-0.7s, high cut around 4 kHz, and low cut around 600 Hz so no sub gets into the reverb. Finally, add a limiter on the group with a ceiling of minus 0.3 dB to prevent clipping. when exporting. I. Fine adjustments and automation ideas for tightness. Automate top chain output levels slightly down during any resonance peaks to avoid overloads. Turton operator AMP release near the end of the sweep to prevent smear, or use a gate to chop tails. If you need more perceived intensity without adding sub, automate a small increase in saturator or drum bus drive over the sweep's rise. J. Export for DJ tools. Use select the clip or the group region and go to file right arrow export audio slash video. Export at 48 kHz or 44.1 kHz, 24-bit, stereo. Don't dither for internal stems. Name files clearly, for example Andy C. Edit Noise Sweep 4B.wav. Test them on headphones, a small speaker, and ideally a club system. Common mistakes to avoid: leaving low frequencies in the top chain. If you don't high pass the top sweep, it will fight the sub and sound sloppy on big rigs. Overresonant filter Q. Too much resonance rings and causes unpredictable spikes on a PA. Stereo sub content. Not monoing the sub leads to cancellation and weak bass in clubs. Long reverb or release. Tails can smear the drop and muddy the kick/sub relationship. Oversaturating low end. Saturating everything can create unwanted subharmonics. Keep saturation above the sub band or use parallel processing. No sidechain for kick. Without ducking, the sweep and kick can clash and overload the mix. Pro tips: keep a hard split. Top chain above tilde 120-150 Hz, sub chain below tilde 120 Hz. This separation is the fastest way to maintain tightness. Save the top chain as an instrument rack with macros for cutoff, hue, drive, saturator, and width for fast tweaks during DJ prep. Freeze and flatten the group when you're happy to save CPU, but keep a muted version of the MIDI chain for future edits. Export three stems, full, top only, and sub only, so DJs can mix according to system tuning. Watch spectrum to ensure no sudden energy below tilde 30 Hz, and to monitor resonance spikes. For perceived pressure without muddiness, add a sine sub tie to the sweep's climax rather than boosting low mids. Mini practice exercise: make a 4-bar sweep now. Top. Operator noise. Band pass auto filter sweep 400 Hz, right arrow 8 kHz, Q0.9 HP at 120 Hz after filter. Add drum bus drive 2 and saturator drive 1. Sub bid. Operator sine at C1. Low pass at 120 Hz. Utility width 0%. Export a 4-bar stereo WAV and listen on headphones and a small powered speaker. Then repeat, applying the common mistakes checklist to refine the sound. Recap: you've built an Andy C. Edit style noise sweep by creating two coordinated parts, a high, textured stereo sweep and a mono sub body. You filtered the top to remove subs, automated auto filter for motion, tightened dynamics with drum bus and saturator, locked low end to mono, used sidechain and EQ to protect the kick, and exported DJ-ready stems. Use the practice exercise to lock the workflow and always test on multiple playback systems. Quick mindset and workflow reminders: think of this as two separate jobs, the exciting stereo sweep above the subs, and the mono engine underneath that delivers weight without interfering with the kick. Design for the worst playback scenario: mono clubs, loud subs, and a loud kick. And if it sounds clean there, it will translate everywhere. Final checklist, before you call it done: top chain high passed above tilde 120 Hz and mono checked. Sub chain mono and low passed below tilde 120 Hz. No energy below 25-30 Hz. Side chain ducking engaged if kick is present. Short releases and gates at the clip end. Exported and labeled stems. Tested on multiple monitors. That's it. Follow these steps and you'll have a tight, club-ready noise sweep that adds energy without messing with the low end. Good luck, and practice the mini exercise until the chain becomes second nature.